This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. The last words a person speaks are often the most important. Simon Peter's last words were, "Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. Grace is Christian character. That's application. Knowledge fulfills the mandate for believers to learn of Him. That's information. And if you want to add one more in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, believers must grow in faith and love. That's inspiration. But how can believers grow? As adults, most of us have children. At least all of us were children at one time or another in our life. And I'm sure whether as a parent or as a child, there was a growth chart on the wall. Perhaps most of us can identify with the parents of a preschool boy who were awakened from their sleep one night by the dreaded sound of a thud from their child's bedroom. As the parents rushed into their little boy's room, they turned on the lights and found that little boy lying on the floor beside his bed. Frightened, they said, "Are you all right? What made you fall out of your bed onto the floor?" In response, that cute little brown-eyed boy looked up at his parents and gave this memorable response, "I guess I fell asleep too close to where I got in." That's the story in the lives of many believers. We get saved, we learn a little about Jesus, but because we never advance any further than childhood, we fold our hands and fall asleep a little too close to where we came in. Hey, God wants us to grow. We begin as spiritual babies in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, and we advance into toddlerhood in Ephesians 4 and verse 14, and if we grow, we become children in 1 John 2, verse 12, and young men are young people in 1 John 2 and verse 13. And if we obey Jesus and are faithful to Him and apply the Scriptures for growth, we become fathers or parents in 1 John 2 and verse 14. Spiritually mature as believing adults, conform to the character qualities of Jesus Christ. How can believers grow? The Apostle Paul put it this way in 1 Corinthians 13:11. "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became an adult, I put away childish things." You remember the story of Peter Pan? It was written by a man who was over 30 years old who never grew up and wanted to stay a child. Spiritually, God's children must develop into maturity, and that takes a growth mentality. I believe Simon Peter described the growth chart of a believer in 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 8. Here's what Peter said. "If you want to grow, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are found in you and abound or overflow, they make you that you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5, part A. Add to your saving faith virtue. That's moral excellence at its best. Chapter 1, verse 5, part B, add to your virtue knowledge. That's more than information about what God said. It's an understanding of how to apply with spiritual discernment the Scriptures. 2 Peter 1, verse 6, part A, add to your knowledge temperance. That's discipline with self-control. Chapter 1, verse 6, part B, add to your temperance patience. That's the ability to endure trials with confidence, without complaint. It's long-suffering when circumstances are hard. 2 Peter 1, verse 6, part C, add to your patience godliness. That's God-likeness. It's conformity to the character qualities of Christ. It's called spiritual formation. And then 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, part A, add to your godliness brotherly kindness. That's phileo, love. It's kind, affection toward the people of God. And then in 2 Peter 1, verse 7, part B, add to your brotherly kindness agape love, which is total unconditional commitment, no matter what the cost. The great sculptor Michelangelo showed a friend an unfinished piece of marble. Several weeks later, the friend returned and was surprised that Michelangelo had apparently made little progress on the marble. And Michelangelo showed the friend how he had rounded a limb here, smoothed the roughness there, and put a touch of expression somewhere else. And the friend said, "But these are meaningless trifles." And Michelangelo replied, "Yes, they are trifles, but trifles make up perfection. And perfection is no trifle." It's a choice for people born of God to increasingly resemble the Father and increase our likeness to Jesus Christ. Progress toward that goal is made when believers are diligent to develop the graces Scripture describes. Just one small improvement at a time. God wants us to grow. Growing for Jesus is a choice. And choices can change only when we decide to change our choice and keep our commitments current for Jesus Christ. Hey, how committed are we? How dedicated are we to growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?